Zog de Gemara daf nun zayin amet beiz, the second line. Tana Rabbanan, shloisha melachim heim. There are three melachim that a person sees in a dream. He is zoicha to the following three things. Haroya David b'chaloim. If someone sees David HaMelech in his dream, yitzapelech sidus. David HaMelech said on himself, kichosid oni. Kichosid oni. So yitzapelech sidus. Shloima. If you see Shloima HaMelech, yitzapelech chochma. Shloima is the chochma mikol adam. Achov, yidak min apuronios. You have to be doig min apuronios. Zog du gemara, gimel neviim, em de three neviim, haroya, three neviim, sifre neviim. Haroya, sefer melachim, if you see sefer melachim in your dream, yitzapelech gdula, it talks about the melachim, godless. Yecheskel yitzapelech chochma, Yecheskel, after all, has the maisa mekov in it. So yitzapelech chochma. Yeshaya yitzapel nechama. Nechama. Nechama is Yeshaya. Yirma yidag min apuronios. All about the chum and abayis. You have to be dug min apuronios. Shloisha ksuvim heim. Shloisha ksuvim gdoilim heim. There are three large ksuvim. Haroya sefer tehillim yitzapel chesidus. Because David HaMelech wrote sefer tehillim. Mishli yitzapel chochma. Because Shloima HaMelech. Iyov yidag min apuronios. Shloisha ksuvim ktanim heim. Haroya shir ashirim. Bechaloim yitzapel chesidus. Shir Shim talks all about the love of Klai Yisrael to the Eibusha to us. So that's Yitzapel Chassidus. Kehelet Yitzapel Chochmo, Shloim HaMelech, Kinois, Yidag Min HaPuroniois, Kinois is Yidag Min HaPuroniois, Haroya Megillas Esther, Nes Nas Eloi, Megillas Esther is all about the Nisim that took place in his man of Esther. Shloisha Chachomim Heim, Haroya Rebbe B'chaloim, Yitzapel Chochmo, if you see Rebbe in your dream, you have to Yitzapel Chochmo. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Yitzapel Ashirus. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was very wealthy. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Yidag min apuroniyos. He was from the Asora who gave Malchus, so you have to be doig min apuroniyos. Zog Moshe, Lo Yishtam Nechom Heim. Horeh ben Azai b'chaloim Yitzapel Chassidus. Ben Zoyim Yitzapel Chochma. Ben Azai. Ben Azai was Nafshi Choshka Batera. He didn't even get married, so Yitzapel Chassidus. Ben Zoyim Yitzapel Chochma. Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, Yidag min apuroniyos. Zog mal komene chayis yofes achaloyim, all types of animals, wild animals are good in a dream. Chutz min apil, if you see an elephant, vakoif, and a monkey, vakfoid. Kfoid, zog drashi, is the reason why they're different, because the mishunim b'magayen, so it's not a good simon, so it's not yofes. Kfoid, zog drashi, is chayis shedoyim lekoif, it seems like a monkey. V'yesh lo znov, znav, zanav oruch, b'shmo matina. It's a type of monkey that has a long tail. Meshuna de Kamara. Meshuna de Kamara is not a good thing. V'om amach aroya pil b'chaloyim, fekt gemar kash, we had this kash earlier. If you see an elephant in a dream, it's pelenas aloy. Wonders will be done to him. Nisim. So why is it not a good thing? So gemar loy kash, it depends. Hoda misarek, hoda loy misarek. If it's saddled, if it's a domesticated elephant, then it's a good thing. The loimisarik, it doesn't have a saddle, then it's not good. Then it's undomesticated, then it's wild. Rashi brings another pshat, nosin ba'afser, it has an afser. The point is it domesticated or not? Kol mine mateches, all types of metals, are yofin l'chaloyim, are good in a dream. Chutz mimar, pesel v'kardum, a shovel and an axe. A mar is a different type of shovel. So a pesel is a shovel, a kardum is an axe. Those are not good in a dream. It's only when you see it together with its katayu, meaning the handle. If it's an axe that's without a handle, then it's not a bad simon. It's only bekitayu, then it's a klimashkes, then it's a bad simon. All types of fruits are good in a dream. Chutz mipage tomorrow, unripened dates. All types of vegetables yofen chaloyim are good in a dream. Chutz mirashe liftois. That these are tops of turnips. Rav said, I did not become rich until I saw in my dream tops of turnips. So why do you say it's not good? So he saw it connected to its stem, connected to the ground. So then it's like a simon of panosa. Otherwise, it's not. All types of colors are good in a dream. Tcheles is not. Zog Rashi, why not? Yoroiku, it's greenish. Umishaponov Yeroikim Choylehu. It's a simon of Choyle. So here it sheds some light on the color of Tchelis. Rashi calls it Yeroik. Not that we assume Stam automatically it's blue. It's more greenish. And that's why greenish is a color of an ill person. All types of birds are good in a dream. Chutzmin, Kaya, Vekfufa, Vekufarayu. These are different types of owls. And Rashi explains, because since they are, they look like humans in a certain sense, their cheekbones, so it's modern, it's Meshuna. So it's Maguna, actually. It's Maguna to see a bird that looks, has some type of resemblance of a human being. Zog the Gemara, Haguf Me'ein, Meshivin, Machivin, Simen. Zog the Gemara, the following, Gimel Nichnos in the Guf, there are three things that go into a person's body, Ve'ein Haguf and Enemen, but the Guf is not really benefiting from it. What are those? Good Gunioys are cherries. Kafnioys are dates, Upage tomorrow, and unripened dates. Shloisha ein nichnos in the goof. Three things do not even enter the goof. Vaguf nenemen, but you still nene from it. Elu ein rechitza, washing oneself, doesn't enter the goof. Sicha anointing, vetashmish. Zog mal shloisha mein olam habo. Three things am ein olam habo. Elu ein Shabbos. Shabbos we know mein olam habo. Shemesh, the sun, vetashmish. Zog mal tashmish demai. Ilay me tashmish amito. Hamikrish kochish. It weakens a person. How could it be mein olam habo? Ela tashmish nekovim, relieving oneself. Three things put a person at ease. What are those three things? Elohen koil, a pleasant voice, a pleasant song. The Goyin says in Mishlei, I think, a pleasant advice. Umare, and a pleasant sight. V'reach, and a pleasant smell. Shloishim achiv in daich shalodom. Three things expand a person's das, puts him at ease. Elohen, dira noa, ashena dira. Isha noya and Isha noya, the Kalim noim and Kalim that are noim. Zog Gemara, the following simen, Chamisha v'shisha v'asara simen. Chamisha, five things are echod mishishim, are one of 60th. We know 60th is the number of bittel. So the following five things are echod mishishim. Eluain, Eish, fire, Dvash, honey, Shabbos, v'sheino, and sleeping, v'chaloim, and a dream. Zog Gemara, the following. Eish, echad mishishim legehenom. Eish is 1/60th of gehenom. Dvash, honey, is echad mishishim lemon. The mon was very sweet. So dvash is 1/60th of the taste of the mon. Shabbos, echad mishishim le'olam haba. 1/60th of olam haba. Sheino, echad mishishim le'misa. Ashlof is 1/60th of misa. Chaloim, a dream, is echad mishishim le'nevua. 1/60th of nevua. Shisha dvarim simen yofa l'choyle. Six things are a good simen for a choyle. Eluhain, itush, someone, a choyle that sneezes. Zeya, he sweats. It means that the fever is leaving him. Shilshul, diarrhea. Keri, v'sheino. These are things that are good for a choyle. V'chaloim, and a dream. So Gemara now enumerates each one of these six things that are simonim yofim l'choyle. Itush, sneezing, d'chsiv. Ati shoysov, tohel, oil, zeo, dichsiv, bezea sapecha techa lechem, shil shul dichsiv, mahel, tsoya, li posach, velo yomus, le shaches, keri dichsiv, yirezera, yarich yomim, sheino dichsiv, yoshanti oz yonuach li, chaloim dichsiv, vatachlimeini, vatachayeni, so we dash on vatachlimeini, loshon of cholom, vatachayeni, Shishu dvarim rapanes achoyle, six things heal achoyle, micholya from his illness, ufua serafua, eluhein, these are those six things that are marape achoyle, kruv is cabbage, tardin are beets, visisin, yaveshin, and dried penny oil, the keva, the stomach of an animal to eat it, the heres, and the womb of an animal. V'yoyseres ha-koved and the diaphragm. V'yeshoim avdagim k'tanim, small fish are also healthy for a choyla. V'loyoyed ala shedagim k'tanim afgnum avrin kol gufish alodom. It heals the whole body of a person. Asogah dvorem achzigin as a choyla l'chol yoy. 6/10 things return the illness back to a choyla. V'chol yov kosher. And these are not healthy for a choyla. Faket, it sets him back. Eluain. Ha-oichol bas ashor. If someone eats oxen meat, Boso shom ain fatty meat.
basa tzli, roasted meat, basa tzipoigim, bird meat, ubeya tzluya, an egg that's roasted, v'taglachas, and shaving one's head, v'shachlayim, and cress, v'acholov and cheese, and milk, v'agvina and cheese, v'amechatz, and a bath, v'yeshoimim, af egoizim, nuts, v'yeshoivrim, af kishuim, cucumbers, why are kishuin called kishuin? Why are cucumbers called that way? They're bad for the body like a sword. The Eibusha told her, meaning Rivka, there are going to be two nations in your stomach. They had such an abundance. What did they have on their table? There was no lack of tznoine, radishes. Chazeres is horseradish. Kishuin is cucumbers. So we see cucumbers is good. They didn't have a lack of it. Any season. So we see cucumbers is good. Large ones are no good. Small ones are good. Talk about a mace bebayis. If you have in your dream a mace in your house, shalom bebayis. It shows peace because a mace is tranquility. Like we said, all chalomis is achar pisroinom. It's achar hulchin achar peh. So we always try to be touch up the dream as a good thing. You might think a mace is a bad thing. No, mace is shalom bebayis because after all, a mace is tranquility. So it's shalom bebayis. Ochal v'shoso. Bebayis, if he ate or he drank in the house, simen yofel bebayis. Not al kelim in abayis. Not al kelim in abayis. If you removed utensils from the home, or might even be going on the mace removing utensils, or him removing utensils, so then simen ra lebayis. Zogdimon, what are we talking about? Which utensils? Tigum rav papa b'mesan v'sandalo. Shoes and sandals. And Rashi explains the reason is because simen yoytze chutzu shemoytze acherim in abayis. It's not a good simen because then you're removing people from the home. Nobody wants to remove from his home. It's never a good simen to be removed from your home. Called the shokel shachva. Oh, this is what you see. He's talking about the mace. Called the shokel shachva. Anything that the mace takes in his dream, maila is good. Except for shoes and sandals. Shoes and sandals, the mace taken out of the house is not good. It's not a good omen. It's not a good simen. It means the mace is taken out of the house. Others. Called the yoiv shachva, whatever he placed in the house, his mala is good. Except for offer and chardal. After all, offer is a remes to kvura. So that's not a good thing that you don't want him to bring an offer into the house. Now the Gemara continues back to the Birchas Haroya. This past few letters were all about Chaloimis. Now we're going back to the beginning of the Pek, Haroya. The Birchas that you, Brachas that you make. Zok the Gemara, Mokim Shenekru Menu Avedis Gilulim. If you see the place where Avedis is always uprooted, you make the special Bracha of Baruch Sha'okal Avedis Kechovim Me'atzeinu. What was the Lashon of the Mishnah? Baruch Sha'okal Aku Me'atzeinu. Zog die Gemara. Ton Rabbonon. Haroya Makulis. Makulis is a type of Avodah Zarah where they throw stones at it. Oyma, he says, Baruch Shenosan El Chapayim Lo'ivri Ritzoynoi. The Maisa, the Avodah Zarah is still around. What kind of bracha are you making? You're making a bracha that the Eibishter is Nosan El Chapayim Lo'ivri Ritzoynoi. The Eibishter doesn't mete out punishment so quickly to those that go against him. So even the fact that Avodah Zarah is around is a bracha to be made, that the Eibishter is El Chapayim to the Oivir Ritzoinoi. Zok di Gemara, Mokim Shenek, Chumen Avodah Kachovim, a place where Avodah Zarah was actually uprooted. So Oimer Boch Shoka Akum Yatzeinu, Ukshem Shenek, Chumim Mokim Zeh, Kenti Okim Mikol Mekoy Mois Yisrael, Vahoshev Leiv Oivdeyem Lovdecho, they should be uprooted from all places in Eitzol, and likewise, the Lev of them should come back to you. Uvechutz loretz, this only in Eretz Yisrael, but in chutzotz ein tzoch loimau. V'hashev Lev of them lovdecho, because the goyim, ain't enough to daven for goyim, b'nei shurub of the chavim. Even the chutzot you daven. Ah, you don't daven for goyim. The teretz is Dr. Shimon Lazar. Because eventually the goyim will attempt to be misgayer. Shenemal. Oz epochel amim. Shtei the poskin tzvanya. Oz epochel amim. Sofa brugo. At the end, they're going to be gay and gurim. We're not going to accept them so quickly. But the point is, you're mispal on them. Al shem asidom. That they want to be misgayer. Dogash Rav Amnuna. Now, very important Tosis over here. Tosis says as follows. What about Avodah Zarah b'zman hazeh? Let's see the top two Tosis. Number one is Tosis, Aroyim Akulis, B'tisefta Tanan, B'mokoy Makulis, D'hocha Avodah Kechovim. Instead of Makulis, he says Avodah Kechovim in the Tisefta, meaning not just Makulis, and Avodah Zarah. V'im kein lav dafka Makulis, El lefisha b'mokoy Meshal Tana, Hoya oivdim lo. In this Tana's place, they were over the Makulis, so we use Makulis as an example, but it really refers to any Avodah Zarah. Va'atos, Zoktosis, Bizman Hazeh, Ein Onu Regilin Levorech. We don't make a bracha when we see a church or something being destroyed, or if he sees one upright, you don't say, the Eibush is Nosan El Chapayim La'ovir Ritzoynoi. Why not? Lefishanu Royin Oysa B'chol Yoim. We're living in Golas. We're living amongst Gentiles. We see constantly Avodah Zarah. You're not going to make the bracha every day. V'chol hanach ha-goyim omru le'el, all the birchas ha-goya, except for thunder and lightning, that we said is dependent on every day, when it's nispaz v'anonim, but when all the other brachas, birchas ha-goya, is omru le'el, da'ave mishloishim yom l'shloishim yom. So you can make the bracha on the Avodah Zarah in Chutz L'Avetz, where we see it constantly. Because it's something that you see constantly, it's not a chelik of the bracha of things that you see, mi'achas l'lamed yom. Zog Tosis, next Tosis, Aroyim Akulis Pirish Ri, Lo Yadana Amai Noket Makulis, Yosem Mishal Vadis Chovim. So the previous Tosis Taka says, it's Lav Davka. But the Ri says, why Makulis? V'nirli, the Ein Tzoch Levorak B'mokim Sheboinim Akim. You only make the bracha in the place where they're actually building. So then you say, look, the Eibush is Er Chapayim. Oy Shehum Du Shomi Chodosh, or they rebuilt it. V'lekach Noket Makulis. And that's why it's picked Makulis. Because Makulis is Ke'en Abinyan. Makulis, you throw Avonim at Avodah Zarah. It's like a rebuilding. Every layer of stones being thrown at it is like a building, a layer being added, another floor. So it's like a Michodosh. She'roig min bo Avonim b'chol yoim. V'ave k'migdal akum. It's like a migdal, it's like a tower that's being constantly being built. So that's why you pick Makulis. Avaloy al akum kvur shomi koidim. You don't make a bracha on the stamina akum kvur, a stendika akum of a desire that's there. Ubi yishalmi yesh neko akum imokim echod, yet in yishalmi state you have an akum of a desire that's removed from one place. Venitno lamokam acher. So bimokim shenitno oimer, the place that it's placed, you say, boch shenos an echapayim loim ritzoinoi. Ubi mokim sheneko, the place where it was uprooted, oimer, boch sheoker akum in a mokim azeh. The two brachas. Zog the Gemara weiter, Dorash Rav Amnuna dash in the following. Haroye Bovel Harisha. If someone sees the wicked Babylonia, which is the Bovel, which is Iraq, Tzorech Levoyech Chomish Brachos. There are five different brachas you make on Bovel. Ro Bovel, if you see Bovel itself, Oimer Borch Shehechiv Borg Balarosha. Bovel, after all, destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So the Eibishter promised he's going to destroy Bovel. So you see the destruction of Bovel, you make the bracha of Baruch. That what? Shehichiv Bovel HaRisha. All the brachas in Reish Chav Dalet that says are B'Shem HaMalchus. The Gemara doesn't say Shem HaMalchus, but really are B'Shem HaMalchus. So Baruch Shehichiv Bovel HaRisha. Ro Beisah Shem Nebuchadnezzar. If you see the home, the actual palace of Nebuchadnezzar HaRosha, you say Baruch Shehichiv Beisah Nebuchadnezzar HaRosha. Ro Goyv Shel HaRoyos. If you see the lion's den where Daniel was saved, or Kivshon HaEish, or the actual Kivshon HaEish, where Hanani, Mishael, Azai were placed in, or Imeh Baruch Shosan Nisim, Lavi Seinu, or the Tzadikim, different Gizois, B'mokim HaZeh, Ro Makulis, if you see Makulis, David is all Makulis, or Imeh Baruch Shosan Echapayim, Lo Evir Tzoynoi, Ro Mokim Shenoit Lemenu Ofo, if you see the place where they're removing Ofar, now, removing Ofar is a sign of destruction. We want Bovel to be destroyed. That's the key of what the Eibusha said is going to take place to Bovel. So if you see a place that they're removing Ofar, Oimer, you say, Boruch Oimer v'Oise Goizru Mekayim. Boruch Oimer v'Oise Goizru Mekayim. Now Rashi explains two scenarios how you remove Ofar. So Rashi, Mokum Shenoitim and Ofar. Number one, he says, Mokum Yesh B'Bovel, there's a place in Babylonia, She'ein Beheima Yoitz Misham, an animal doesn't exit when entering that place. Im Ein Noisir Olea Ofar. That They have some crazy omen. They put offer on the animal, and then the animal leaves. But what eventually happens to that place? That place becomes desolate. That place becomes a place of hashmada, because you're constantly removing offer from it. V'hu simen hashmed shmad mekalloi seho shel bavel. This is the destruction. This is the klal of bavel. U'v'yisoid mari yitzchok ro'isi. Another pshat he saw, shenotli misham offer letit lebinyoni amokim. People remove offer. You need offer to create cement. So they remove offer from a certain area. V'soif soif ois amokim. In that place is ein bo yishuv v'loi zera v'loi netia. It becomes desolate. You can't live there. It's uninhabited. You can't graze there. You can't plant there. You can't be neter there. So that's you make the bracha, because it's the destruction above all. Zog de gemara. Rove ki avachozi chamre deshakli afro. When Rav saw a chamar that had offer on it, torif lo yodeh, he banged it, he slapped it, so to speak, with his hand, al gabayu, va'oman, he said, rohutu, run, tzadik lemevet rohusa, demaraycha, you're fulfilling the gzera that the Eibishter commanded. I mean, the Eibishter wanted the destruction of Bavel, so you're a chelik of that kium, because you have the offer from the land on you. When he came to Bavel, he used to take a little offer in his hanky. He used to take it in his pocket. Let me remove a little offer to Mekayim the Kiyum Din from destruction of Bavel. And he threw it out. He threw it away. The Eibishter says in Pesuk in Yeshaya that it will be like a broom swept away the offer of Bavel. I didn't hear this member of Rav Amnuna. However, I was mekayimet midaite. Ela midaite berichtinu lekulu. I made this bracha on my own, misvara da'atzmi, because after all, it's a kiyum din of the destruction of Bavel for the fact that they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. We'll stop over here at the top of Nun Ches Amud Aleph.